A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. The Lord is a judge who is no respecter of personages. He shows no respect of personages to the detriment of a poor man. He listens to the plea of the injured party. He does not ignore the orphan's supplication, nor the widow's as she pours out her story. The man who with his whole heart serves God will be accepted. His petitions will carry to the clouds. The humble man's prayer pierces the clouds. Until it arrives, he is inconsolable. Nor will he desist until the Most High takes notice of him, acquits the virtuous, and delivers judgment. And the Lord will not be slow, nor will he be dilatory on their behalf. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This poor man called, the Lord heard him. This poor man called, the Lord heard him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise always on my lips. Shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. This poor man called, the Lord heard him. The Lord turns his face against the wicked to destroy their remembrance from the earth. The just call, and the Lord hears, and rescues them in all their distress. This poor man called, the Lord heard him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed, he will save. The Lord ransoms the souls of his servants. Those who hide in him shall not be condemned. This poor man called, the Lord heard him.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. My life is already being poured away as a libation, and the time has come for me to be gone. I have fought the good fight to the end. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith. All that is to come now is the crown of righteousness reserved for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have longed for his appearing. The first time I had to present my defence, there was not a single witness to support me. Every one of them deserted me. May they not be held accountable for it. But the Lord stood by me and gave me power, so that through me the whole message might be proclaimed for all the pagans to hear. And so I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from all evil attempts on me and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself. I thank you, God, that I am not grasping, unjust, adulterous, like the rest of mankind. Particularly that I am not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all I get. The tax collector stood some distance away, not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This man, I tell you, went home again at rights with God. The other did not. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the man who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
It says on this mission box, to be a Christian is to be a missionary. It doesn't say to go out to a foreign land, to a different culture, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ is to be a missionary. It says to be a Christian is to be a missionary. I went across to Kenya for 20 years and lived in that country in a different culture, in a foreign land, as a missionary. And I'm a Christian, and you're a Christian, and you're just as much a missionary as I was a missionary when I was in Kenya. Because to be a Christian is to be a missionary, whether you're at home or whether you're overseas somewhere, witnessing to the presence of Christ and the love of God. And to be a missionary, to go out to spread the gospel, is not about strengthening church membership, or it's not about getting more and more people into the Catholic Church or the Anglican Church or the Baptist Church or the Methodist Church or whatever denomination you might think of. It's not about strengthening the membership of the church, getting bums on pews, as they say. It's not about that. Missionary, to be a missionary is to go out and witness to the love of God and the reality of and the presence of Christ within us and within the society or the community or the parish or the family in which we live. That is to be a missionary, continuing the work and the mission of Jesus Christ. Because we're all the body of Christ, whether we're in Asia or Africa or America or here in Hull, we're all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And we go out, reach out to others in our community, not again with that mindset of the Pharisee in today's gospel reading, not with the mindset of proud or powerful or self-praise, or that we have got the answers to everything, we have got the truth. Not with that mindset, but with the mindset of being of humility, of sharing, of being aware of our own weaknesses, our own fragility, our own sinfulness, and being able to go out and engage with and relate to other people with that mindset, you might say, sharing with others, learning from others, at the same time, as I say, bringing Christ to others through our love, through our compassion, through our reconciliation, with others. Also, being a missionary, even here in Hull, one can cross cultural barriers without having to go to Africa or Asia. You can cross and engage with different cultures here in Hull, here in England. When we meet or work with African people, Asian people, when we meet and engage with and relate to or even work with Muslims or Hindus, people of different faiths, or people of no faith at all even, that is being a missionary all the time, reaching out to others, bringing the human family together as one in love, without division, competition, and going beyond ethnic and national boundaries. This is what mission and missionaries are all about. And the Red Mission Boxes, this is the reason for the Red Mission Boxes, to continue that mission of Jesus and witnessing to the love of God throughout the world. And through the Red Mission Boxes, you yourselves, although you're missionaries here at home, can contribute and help to spread the word of God, spread the gospel to the ends of the world, to all different parts of the world, through the Red Mission Box, even without you having to leave Hull or wherever you're living. The Mill Hill Missionaries, or rather the Red Mission Boxes, as part of this worldwide APF, Association for the Propagation of the Faith, the Mission Boxes as part of that worldwide mission outreach, as I say, and representing the church here in England and Wales, have over the years, over about 70 to 80 years, these Red Mission Boxes began in 1936, and over that period of time, you yourselves in its parish and here and up and down England and Wales, all the parishes, have been helping to, as it were, support the missionaries overseas. Missionaries went across to Africa, to Asia, to South America to preach and teach the gospel, to live the gospel among other peoples, other nations, other cultures, to live that gospel. And that, of course, involved the building of churches, the building of schools and hospitals, health centres. It involved the building up of small Christian communities where these missionaries were working. It involved setting up seminaries, novitiates, catechetical formation centres for the formation and training of future leaders in these young churches. And I believe Father Anthony himself from India benefited from the Red Mission Boxes in the sense that some of that money, some of that, the funds which are collected from the APF go to the training of leaders, future leaders, in the young churches of India, of Asia, of Africa. And I think Father Anthony benefited himself when he was trained to be a priest himself. As I say, these churches, these schools and hospitals helped, as it were, to make the presence of Christ a reality to the people in Africa, Asia and South America, the presence of Christ. And they reflected the love of God for all peoples. I worked, as I say, I worked in Kenya for a while and for about 20 years, but a number of those years I worked in a place called Shawi Moyo, which is just outside Nairobi, a very, very poor area. They're often called slums, which is not a very nice word to use, really. And I don't think the people I worked with in this area outside Nairobi would like to be called slum people. but they are. It's an area of very, very poor people, very, very poor, in great need, very often, these people in the so-called slums or shanty towns. Anyway, Shawi Moyo, I worked in Shawi Moyo, and it was the Red Mission Boxers who are supporting today this area outside Nairobi. We have two African Milhen missionaries working there now. And when I was there, and it's still very much the same, I think, when I was working there, there were open sewers, there were garbage heaps, rubbish heaps all over the place, the chickens and the goats feeding on the rubbish and so on. People living in their mud huts with sometimes corrugated iron roofs, sometimes just plastic sheeting. And you can imagine such a place is rife with drug abuse and alcoholism, prostitution. And today, it's places like Shawi Moyo outside Nairobi, places like that are very, very often a hotspot for the recruitment of terrorists today. So, as I say, we have two African Mill Hill missionaries working there who have a vibrant youth program going. There are about 17 or so small Christian communities in the area of about a group of 15 to 20 people, families and so on, who come together as small Christian communities where the Eucharist is celebrated in the communities once a week or once every 2 weeks or so. The Eucharist is celebrated in one of their houses, and the people in these small Christian communities get a great sense of belonging, and their faith is nourished, and they themselves go out to their neighborhood to be other Christs to the mess of people's lives. They themselves are quite poor, they themselves are needy, but they also go out and help, as I say, in help the social needs and the spiritual needs of the people around them. As I say, these small Christian communities are very, very important in bringing Christ and the love of God to that area. And the Mission Today magazine here, which we have every quarter, describes and gives information about the various projects, the various things that are happening in the young churches and which are supported through these Red Mission Boxes. When I went to Kenya in 1971, there were one or two African bishops, I think, very, very few African priests. You could count them on one hand, on about 10 African priests, I think, in Kenya. And, of course, numerous missionaries, including Mill Hill. When I left in the year 2000, the young church itself in Kenya, and this is, applies to all most of the young churches in Africa, had their own bishops, their own priests, their own catechists. They were responsible for the running of their own schools and hospitals and churches. And small Christian communities. They themselves are now responsible for being Christ to their people, bringing the love of God to their people. Again, the Red Mission Boxes are helping today these young churches who now, as I say, are responsible for the maintenance and the development of their own schools and hospitals and so on. And it's not just a social need, but it's also that through their work in the schools and hospitals, they themselves bring that love and compassion of Christ and the love of God to their people. Today, also, the Red Mission Boxes are supporting the young church in Mongolia. The church in Mongolia is the youngest church now. It's only about 29 years old. in Mongolia after the collapse of the communist regime in 1990. There was just a handful of Christians in the country. Once the communist regime fell, then the church began to develop, began to grow, so that now there's about 40,000 Christians in Mongolia, and two or three priests as well. It's in a very, very small stage at the moment. But the Red Mission Boxes are supporting the church in Mongolia today as well. And of course, the Red Mission Boxes are also supporting our new Mill Hill missionaries from Africa, Asia, who themselves come from these young churches. It's no longer any of us really going across from the West or from America to these countries. They themselves now are sending out their own missionaries all over the world, and we have our own Mill Hill African and Indian Mill Hill missionaries, as I say, who are working now in the young churches, helping there, the young Red Mission Boxes are supporting those as well, our young Mill Hill missionaries, which are, I think there's about 100 of them now working. And so the Red Mission Boxes, as I say, are still very, very important. Still, your money going to the Red Mission Box does indeed help, as I say, to bring the presence of Christ into their lives, and finally, I'd just like to thank Sheila Swift, who is the local secretary here in St. Anthony's. I'd like to thank Sheila and her band of helpers who collect from the mission boxes, who distribute the magazine among the members. I'd like to thank Sheila for her and her team for the great work, the dedication and commitment which they have shown. I think Sheila has been local secretary since 1984, so it's a long, long time. I believe the last time someone was here from for the Red Mission Boxes, she was presented with a long-serving certificate for her work. So thank you all. Thanks to Sheila and to all her team members for keeping alive the strong tradition of the boxes here in Hull, here in St. Anthony's. £1,131 came in last year through the Red Mission Boxes and through some annual members. So you see, your small change going into this Red Mission Box does help, does add up to a very generous contribution indeed. So on behalf of APF, on behalf of Mill Hill, I'd like to thank you all again for your help and support in this parish, and through the Red Mission Boxes, being able to reach out not just to people here in your home area, but being able to reach out and spread the gospel throughout the world through the Red Mission Boxes. So thank you all very much indeed, and God bless you all.